It was my senior year at Pitzer College, and I was living in this house with five roommates, and one of our roommates, Franco, decided to buy three chickens.
We kind of, as a house, agreed that we were down to have some chickens, but it was Franco's responsibility to tend said chickens, collect the eggs, feed them. We would help out when we could, but the chickens were his deal.
We had a house that sat on about an acre and a half of land that had a back house and it had stables. And so it just felt right to have chickens. We named the chickens Linda, Blanquita, and Pterodactyl.
Blanquita was the smallest chicken. She was white. Her red mohawk, I don't know the technical term on a bird, but it stood up straight. And it was kind of gave her a distinguished quality that Pterodactyl and Linda kind of lacked.
Blanquita was known as the smart chicken, while Linda and Pterodactyl both were not so smart. So it was fall break at Pitzer College, which is 4 days in the middle of October.
Myself and my roommate, Matt, we decided to stay back and kind of man the fort, if you will, take care of the chickens and make sure everything was okay.
Jacob and I were watching Breaking Bad, I think. We were just starting to get into Breaking Bad, and we heard just these crazy noises coming from the chicken coop. Screaming chickens. And we looked through the window and we saw just like feathers flying, and we saw the bobcat. Jacob and I get up, and I instinctively grabbed my pellet gun, which was, I don't know, I wasn't going to use it on the bobcat, but it made me feel stronger.
I just immediately started screaming, "Bobcat, bobcat." And I remember yelling to Matt, "The bobcat's getting our chickens, the bobcat's getting our chickens." And I did what any reasonable 21-year-old would do. I ran to my room and grabbed my banjo and charged outside as Matt ran to his room to grab reinforcements.
Jacob confronted the bobcat before I could get out into the backyard, and he found the bobcat with Linda in his mouth. And I think Blanquita was able to get away into the backyard, and Pterodactyl was nowhere to be seen. I think I only really caught the end of it, but Jacob had this whole intense stare down with the bobcat and was able to get the bobcat to let Linda go.
I didn't know what to do. This bobcat was not scared of me at all. And I was in short shorts and holding a banjo for some reason. And it wasn't until Matt emerged from the house shortly thereafter, our stare off, and as soon as the bobcat saw a second person approaching, it casually jumped in one leap over an 8-foot fence that was right behind it into our neighbor's yard. You know, at this point we were panicked and we didn't know what to do.
Linda, unfortunately, did not make it. However, Blanquita, we brought in a cardboard box down to Pitzer College, where they have a communal coop. And she lived there happily for many years, I believe. She may even still be there.
I like to imagine the person in charge of the chicken coop showing up after fall break and finding this extra chicken. On our college's Facebook, they posted a photo of Blanquita in a harness and on a leash walking through our main quad. And it was a post all about Blanquita walking around campus. And how they knew her name, I really don't know, because we never officially mentioned that we dropped her there. So somehow her name was known, and she survived the great bobcat attack of 2012.
cool.